Hey guys, thanks for tuning us in for this 75th episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. Special guests for this episode include Jocko Marcellino. You know him from Sha Na Na. We'll also visit with actor Harry Shum Jr. and Carter Osterhaus from the season finale of Great Christmas Light Flight on ABC. If you would, please take the time to subscribe, drop a like, comment, leave some feedback, and of course share with your friends. Our first guest, Jocko Marcellino. You know him from Sha Na Na. They've got a new holiday album that is out with a new rendition of Ugly Christmas Sweater. First off, Jocko, always great to visit with you, my friend.
All right, thanks for having me. Hope everything's good over there.
It's as good as 2020 will allow it to be, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're all going to get through this together.
That's right. And Sha Na Na, you guys are out again with an annual holiday CD and obviously an Ugly Sweaters musical homage in there as well. And Jocko, Sha Na Na moving along and the holiday Christmas tradition for you guys. I mean, how much different are the traditions looking for you this year?
Well, you know, it's been a rough year for everybody. And of course, our summer schedule got canceled and the fall schedule. But, you know, there's hope we're all going to stick together. We actually have some shows booked for the end of next year, and we'll see how it all goes down. And for now, we're enjoying a nice and small holiday weekend, and we hope everybody stays safe.
Now, Sha Na Na, the group continues, and how blown away are you by the continued fan following that you guys have, and even gravitating with a new generation of listeners, if you will?
Yeah, you know, it's been great to have longtime followers and know us from different mediums. For instance, some people who might have been older hippies will remember the Woodstock and the Woodstock film. We have a lot of, in the next generation, kids who know us from Greece. You know, the Greece we were in, played Johnny Casino and the Gamblers, and we're lucky enough to have seven songs on the soundtrack. I think it's seven or six, but more songs on the soundtrack than any other artist. And it's one of those great, you know, probably the highest grossing musical of all time, and to be involved in that as well. And then we also had our own TV series, 100 episodes syndicated worldwide. So it's been varied and it's been good for us, and we're grateful.
Now, was acting always a dream of yours, or did you pick that up after being a part of the group and being involved in acting projects as well?
No, I was in the bus and children's theater when I was young, and I'd always, you know, played something in the school play, and It was part of my destiny to be an actor. The type of skills I had and a lot of my guys in Sha Na Na had, not only were they good musicians at their instrument, they also had experience acting. And so when we got the offer to play our own TV show, because the Beach Boys turned it down, Chicago turned it down, and we were next in line, and it was perfect for us because, you know, weren't you guys hanging on the street? We had the singers, we had the players, and then we end up having great guests, you know, legendary guests from all parts of entertainment. James Brown and Chuck Berry and Frankie Avalon, and it was unique and just a joy to be around taping that show.
Now, with the tell our listeners a little bit about the new holiday album and how much different was the production on the new release.
Well, I really like the track and the backgrounds on the Ugly Christmas Sweater, and but there were a lot of good ones. We have, you know, some will have a different groove, a little bit more rockabilly. Some will be more doo-wop, but I think they all come together in a great edition package. And featuring Ugly Christmas Sweater. We're on Pat Boone's Gold label.
That's right. And Jocko, if folks want more information about getting the album and then everything you've got going social media-wise as well.
Yeah, go to shanana.com or Pat Boone's Gold label. and you'll find Ugly Christmas Sweater if you scroll through it.
All right. Well, Jocko, it is always great to visit with you, my friend. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Holiday Season as well, and hopefully we'll catch up again real soon, sir.
All right. Likewise to you. Have a great one. Stay safe.
Our next guest, you know him from Glee, also from the big screen, Harry Shum Jr. Got a brand new movie, All My Life, that is available in theaters now on demand coming up tomorrow. First off, Harry, excited to talk about the new movie.
Me too. I'm really excited. Thank you for taking the time to do this and having me.
Now, Harry, tell our listeners a little bit about the movie. It's in theaters, but it's going to be available on demand coming up tomorrow. And tell our listeners, if they haven't seen the previews and the trailers, a little bit about the new movie.
Yeah, it's this. It's a really, really inspiring movie about this. It's inspired by this true love story about this couple who, you know, fall in love, who, you know, have wonderful friends, a support system, and, you know, he proposes to her, she says yes, and then this tragic moment happens where he is diagnosed with terminal liver cancer, and they have to decide whether to move forward with their wedding and just even move forward with their lives when they're both shaken by this news. But their friends band together and fundraise money from strangers and their friends to give this couple memorable, magical wedding that they'll never forget. And it's not about it being extravagant. It's more about just having these moments that they can share together. And to me, it's just an inspiring story. And that's why I got involved into it to help tell it. And I think it's just such a beautiful time to have that reminder now, especially all the things that we've gone through in this year and in different ways. And everyone, you know, has dealt with tragedy or dealt with just things that have inconvenienced their life. But it's a matter of just this message of live life to the fullest. And there's also hope and not taking things for granted.
And in 2020, like you mentioned, being all that it's been to everybody, I mean, how much of a relief, I guess I should say, is it to have a new movie that folks can check out, especially the way this year has been, especially out in Hollywood for you guys as well?
You know, I think whether how people consume or find ways to unwind or find ways to be inspired or just have something that can provide some sort of entertainment, I think is incredibly important during this time, because a lot of us are holed up in our house and not be able to go out and do things. And so I think, you know, when you look at movies and TV shows, whether it be for pure laughter, which I think you'll get in this movie, but also some sort of cathartic experience or something of self-reflection to have that in a movie, I think is incredibly important. And for me, I feel lucky to even have a movie to be able to promote and get people to try and watch. But it's more so what this real couple has had to go through and to see how they live their life and the choices that they made. Whether you agree with it or not, I think it's important to have some sort of empathy and sympathy during the time that we're all having right now, and whether it's helpful to yourself or maybe it provides you this comfort to know that I know how I need to be around other people as well who might be going through this. So I think I feel very fortunate and lucky, but I also think it's very timely for a movie like this to come out so people can just feel something other than what they're going through in their lives. And on top of that, I think the story is also very uplifting, which, you know, might be a surprise if you do watch a trailer or you do hear about this story. There's a lot of hope in this as well.
And Harry, I checked out the trailer actually about 30 minutes before we talked, and I'm glad I gave myself 30 minutes about halfway through it. I'm like, really? Really? I'm glad I gave myself a little bit of extra time to get from being choked up. But Harry, this movie has all of the emotions as well. And how difficult is it to take on the role of somebody that's going through the time that in the movie, and how has that role maybe change the way you see things in your day-to-day life as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, I won't claim, you know, I've dealt with my share of, like, losing people, losing friends, and losing family members, and to be in this position where I was playing the person that had a very limited time and then knew the time that they had left on this earth was very difficult, but not, you know, it was an ounce of what people go through, you know, that every single day, you know. So it was very much an empathy. Every single day was just full of it was sympathetic and empathetic to the situations that people go through, and specifically Solomon Chow. But to have that, to radiate positivity during this time, to spread that message of hope, and was in his blood, and that was what was so inspiring from this. Knowing that every time I would get in that mind frame of, there's a lot of moments where I would break down while filming this movie, just that feeling of like hopelessness in a lot of moments. But knowing that how this beautiful human being went about it was just so uplifting and helped me get out of those moments as an actor. But it was a constant reminder of what people go through. And not just that, also knowing, looking across from me, Jessica Rock, who's a wonderful actress, but knowing that the caretaker doesn't get as much focus and emphasis on the things that they go through themselves. So that made it also a little more difficult, but also great to be in that environment, to know that you do have a support system and to always think about them and how they're feeling. So I think that's what made this love story so beautiful, is that they weren't always just dwelling on their situation, but always thinking about the person across from them and how they're feeling and how they can make them feel a lot more comfortable. And that's, I think, what really helped get through this this movie.
Now, Harry, 2020, what is the thing that you have learned to pass your time or maybe keep the sanity? Maybe something new you learned this year?
Definitely, you can make anything an amusement park. I have a daughter, and you can find like a wooden board, and then put some varnish so it slides, and you're like, well, this is your slide right now. especially for Christmas time and the holidays, you know, I think decoration and you see the joy of a kid for. Like, even if she's playing with like an Amazon box, you're like, you are enjoying this thing for hours on end, and I got you this really expensive toy, and all I needed to do was give you this thing, and it's just a constant reminder of like, you don't need a lot of things to make you happy, and you just need each other. You need the mindset that we're gonna support each other. We're gonna make the most out of our situation, whether you have a lot or you don't have much. I think that is what's beautiful, because you know, you're gonna get into the moment. You know, I grew up with, you know, as a kid, not having much, and you know, our parents worked their asses off to provide us as much as possible. But I always remembered from them is that, like, you know what, we're gonna make the most of this, and let's find the joy in the things that maybe other people can't find it. And I hope that, you know, this movie, I learned a lot from just not taking things for granted, but just living for the moment. And the moment is sometimes, I think, the biggest gift of all.
There you go. And again, the new movie available on demand coming up tomorrow, All My Life. Harry, I always want to make sure and let our listeners know where they can keep up with everything you got going social media wise as well.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Harry Shum Jr., at Harry Shum Jr. And yeah, I post some fun stuff, some ridiculous stuff, and you can You can find me there. You can see what I'm up to.
There you go. Well, Harry, always great to visit with you, my friend. I wish you the merriest of Christmas, a happy new year, and hopefully we'll catch up next time around, my friend.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
And our final guest, the season finale of The Great Christmas Light Fight, comes up tomorrow night on ABC. We've got designer extraordinaire Carter Osterhaus back on the show. The way 2020 has gone, you don't know what to look forward to as we get ready for the holiday season. I was starting to get concerned for Christmas because we always talk to Carter Osterhaus before the Christmas break. So we got him on the line this morning, and we're breaking into his Christmas wrapping time. Carter, thanks for your time this morning, my friend.
What's going on, Cameron? How are you, buddy?
Doing as well as anybody, I guess, in 2020. And man alive, the Christmas light flight, the great Christmas light fight is going to ramp things up coming up tomorrow night. And Carter, this is a staple of the holidays. And man alive, more than ever, we need some inspiration, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, that's right, Cameron. Look, everybody's going through it in 2020, and we just have to, we have to hold on a little bit longer. And during the time where we're used to getting together with families and traveling, and we, it's not going to be as prevalent this year. And so I feel like the show, The Great Christmas Light Fight, is just a testament to, what we're used to, normalcy, humanity at its finest, with people gathered around creating lights for their neighbors and stuff. And so it's a timely show right now. It's something that people can watch with their families and gather around the TV. And so I think that's a little something that, I am so proud of, just to be a part of it, and just so fortunate too.
Now, Carter, do you think that the folks have taken full use of that extra time at home this year and come up with, has it been more mind-blowing this year because of maybe the extra time folks have had?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, this is truthful, but people were decorating like way back in July because they had so much time on their hands. They had more time and they were, trying to create new things. And look, just to be clear here, the stuff that airs right now is the stuff that we shot last year. That's why there's a lot of hugging and there's a lot of high fives and there's a lot of, no mask wearing. The stuff we shoot this year that we just finished will actually air next year. So, we kind of have to give that little disclaimer out there so people aren't curious as to why we're, so close and they may be a little bit different than normal.
Now, how has the Christmas holiday and the decorating, how has it changed at your house, Carter?
Well, that's a great question. I wish I could say that my house is amped up just like the ones that are on the show, but that is not the case at all. Because I go home, and it was funny the other day. My wife said to me, which by the way, she was shooting a movie in Oklahoma City, and we were there last year at this time. And she said, because I was shooting over in Tulsa, and she said, you should bring one thing home from each episode. And I'm like, what do you want me to steal it? Like, what do you think? And she said, no, you should bring it, like the idea home with you. And I said, babe, I'm like, I don't even want to try to match what these people do because it's so good. I know I'll just, mess it up.
So, you can use the excuse, leave work at work, right?
Yeah, that is true. You got to leave it there. I mean, that's a great excuse, and I'm going to use it tonight when she brings it up again.
Now, Carter, for the season finale coming up tomorrow night, I mean, obviously you ramp things up as you get to the finale. What can we look forward to in the finale episode?
I think the beauty of this is the really beauty of the overall, arching theme of the show, which is that there is so much creativity. We pride ourselves on not just seeing a bunch of lights. We pride ourselves on making sure when we go in and the episode tomorrow is again, it's different than every other episode. And that's what I'm always amazed about as a judge, because I don't know anything going into it. It's when the lights turn on, I've never heard a thing about it. It's the first time I'm seeing it. And I'm floored by the amount of creativity that people come in, especially this one where people have such ingenuity. And that's what I'd love to see. I love seeing when people have things and items that we've never seen before. And that's, again, what you're going to see tomorrow night.
Now, Carter, this year I've spoken with lots of writers and songwriters and stuff like that. But as a designer and all around handyman as well, how has 2020 inspired you? Has the color palette been a little darker maybe this year?
No, I mean, look, it's 2020. That's a good way of putting it. But 2020, I think of anything, it's really about self-motivation. You know, we're all trying to we're in this together, yet we're not together as much as we were before. And so I feel like it's really about self-motivation and trying to stay true to yourself, knowing that we will, you know, there is a normalcy around the corner that it's going to happen. And it's just trying to stay focused and, you know, keep your mind on other things. That's why we started seeing people putting up Christmas lights in July, because they needed something else to do. And I recommend that heavily to everybody. Just, you know, try to keep yourself busy.
There you go. And what's the outlook for 2021, Carter?
Well, we have a couple shows that we're working on right now, and we hope to go into production quite quickly after the new year for a home remodeling show. And, you know, that's my first love. That's what that's where I started when I was 12 years old, building houses. And so I feel like this is where I really want to get back to and look forward to it.
That's right. And again, the great Christmas Light Flight, the final episode's coming up tomorrow night on ABC. Carter, always want to make sure and let our listeners know where they can keep up with everything you got going on social media wise as well.
Yeah, at Carter Oster. So you just drop the house on Instagram and on Facebook. And that's where I kind of give all my highlights of what's happening, whether we're working on building a playground or we're, you know, working on new shows and some creative stuff along the lines. But at Carter Oster.
All right. Well, Carter, always great to visit with you, my friend. Now we're officially ready for the Christmas holiday. Hope you have a great holiday. Happy New Year. And look forward to talking in the new year, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, question, anything else you'd like to know, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at GQ with Cam. If you'd like to help out in the funding for this podcast, feel free to click the support tab and follow the instructions. And if you have a special guest idea, email me gqwithcam@gmail.com. Again, thanks to Brandon Allen for coming up with our theme music. We're going to let him play us out. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll be back with episode 76 coming up tomorrow.